This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Traffic should be back to normal today after a fuel tanker rolled over on I-25 yesterday morning. The crash happened around 2:30 yesterday south of Castle Pines Parkway in Douglas County. The driver was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Crews say the diesel fuel tanker was the only car involved, but it made a huge mess, spilling about 2,500 gallons of fuel on the interstate. Cleanup took a lot of time, the Colorado Department of Transportation announcing all lanes back open nearly 12 hours after the spill. A group of hikers went up the Manitou Incline to share an important message that could save lives. Hikers saw the sunrise from the incline, getting up early yesterday to help raise money for prostate cancer organizations. And for organizer Leo Nunez, the message behind the hike is personal. Leo was diagnosed with prostate cancer over a year ago, one of eight men who will be diagnosed in their lifetime. With so many men affected, he says he wants to help normalize the diagnosis and wants to see early detection and treatments more available. TSA screening has been the highest number of travelers this year. Meanwhile, millions more are hitting the road. Those drivers are finding gas prices higher than they were a month ago. We have an update on the motorcyclist infamous for speeding from Colorado Springs to Denver in 20 minutes. Court records are showing he's entering a plea deal with prosecutors. Renan Dietzman was arrested in February after weaving through traffic while driving over 150 miles per hour on I-25 and uploading the ride on YouTube. Now, our news partners in Denver say court records show prosecutors filed a motion indicating a plea deal was reached. But county clerks aren't revealing the details of the deal because it hasn't been accepted by the judge yet. The Colorado Springs Police hopefuls are working hard this week. They're training for the field. The 77th recruit class trained in tactical medical sensors and arrest control. The department says the 78th class is also busy, beginning taser training this week. We wish the recruits luck as they push on towards graduation. Pope Francis presided over the Easter Mass at the Vatican this Sunday. He's recovering from what's been diagnosed and described as colds, bronchitis, and the flu. If you still need to do last-minute shopping for Easter today, don't fret too much. Some stores will be open. While Costco, Target, and Sam's Club are all closed, King Soopers, Safeway, Walgreens, Walmart, and Whole Foods are among the stores that will be open. Of course, the holiday could still mean the stores have reduced hours, so it might be a good idea to double-check before heading out. This weekend, the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society invited the community to Garden of the Gods to enjoy the night sky with a star party. Volunteers brought out their telescopes, turning the park into a mobile observatory where people can learn about our celestial neighbors like other planets and constellations. Of course, many people are looking forward to the solar eclipse. While CS Astro isn't hosting any events, they do have advice for people hoping to stay safe. President Biden has proclaimed today as Transgender Day of Visibility. The occasion is normally marked each year on this day.
Good Sunday morning and happy Easter. I'm Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick look at your forecast. We're warm and windy again today with red flag warnings remaining in effect for most southeastern counties until late in the evening with winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures will reach the high 60s in Colorado Springs. 70s can be expected for Pueblo in the plains. Our next storm system moves in tomorrow morning, bringing us rain and snow mix for Colorado Springs. Happy Easter.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.